clock strikes 12, the shadows come alive, and the stories no one dares to tell finally find a voice. I'm Fox Ziegler. This is the Midnight File. True tales, twisted legends, and the kind of darkness that doesn't fade with the morning light. Some files were never meant to be opened. The story I have for you today, well, the only story I have for you today, is one I called Six. It's a story I wrote, and you can't find it anywhere online, which is because it is only found on the Midnight File. It was the kind of dare that only teenagers who thought they were invincible would take an impulsive challenge to visit the old church at the edge of town, rumored to be haunted. Whispers about dark rituals, disappearances, and the sinister sounds that echoed from within had circulated for years. But to four friends, it was just a game. Something to prove that they weren't afraid. That was until they got there. The clock struck midnight on Friday the 6th, and the moon hung high above as they made their way down to the desolate street toward the church. The air was cold, sharper than it should have been for the season. The wind blew through the empty, cracked windows of the old houses that lined the streets. There were no lights, no sounds, no signs of life at all. Nothing but the echoes of their footsteps. "I don't like this," Emma said, looking around nervously. "It's like the whole neighborhood's dead." Her words echoed in the silence. The others, Jack, Marie, and Brian, stared at the abandoned houses, feeling the same unease. It reminded them of that awful summer when the night plague had come and taken their friend Lucas. The same emptiness hung in the air now. But this felt different. This felt like something was watching them. "I'm not backing out now," Jack said, his voice tight with a mixture of bravado and fear. "We came this far." The church loomed ahead, its silhouette jagged and monstrous, monstrous against the moonlight. Its roof was sagging. The bell towered crooked, as if it had been twisted by something unnatural. The wind howled through the trees, rustling the dead leaves around the entrance. The old wooden doors creaked if they had been waiting for them. They stepped onto the broken stone patio. The ground groaned under their feet. Creak! The sound seemed to reverberate, hanging in the air like an omen. They paused. Something felt wrong. Like the building itself was alive, breathing, waiting. But they pushed forward, the thrill of fear and curiosity pulling them inside. Inside, the air was stale, thick with the scent of mildew and something darker, something metallic. The wooden pews were covered in dust, and the stained glass windows cracked and shattered, cast eerie fragmented light across the decaying altar. The walls seemed to press in as though they were being watched from every angle. The church felt too empty, too silent. They split into two groups. Jack and Emma went upstairs to the loft, while Maria and Brian ventured down into the basement. It was supposed to be a joke, a simple exploration, but as they descended into the depths of the church, the air grew colder. The floorboards creaked beneath their feet, each step echoing through the empty space. Maria's breath caught in her throat. "Do you feel that?" Brian froze. There was something there, something pressing against them, just out of reach. They continued, drawn by the overwhelming sense of dread, the sensation that they were no longer alone. Then it came, a slow dragging sound. A faint whisper of footsteps in the darkness. Brian gripped Maria's arm. "Did you hear that?" Maria nodded, but neither of them dared to speak. They descended further, the stairs narrowing as the air grew heavier. The footsteps came again, louder now. They stopped, frozen. The sound of feet on the cold stone quickened. Faster now. Quicker. As though whatever was making them coming closer. Was coming closer. Then they heard it. The unmistakable sound of a low, guttural growl, followed by a sharp, unnatural hiss. Marie screamed, pulling at Brian's sleeve. "We need to go now!" They turned to run, but the darkness seemed to press in around them, suffocating them, pulling them deeper into the church. And then footsteps. The sound of them, too close, far too close. They whipped around to see a figure, tall and shadowed, its eyes glowing faintly red. It was no man, no living thing. It was something else, something that had never been human. Marie shrieked, but before they could move, the creature lunged. Brian shoved Marie towards the stairs, but it was too late. The demon's claws were already upon her. A single scream echoed through the church as she vanished, dragged into the darkness. Upstairs, Emma and Jack had no idea what was happening downstairs. They had found something, an old book. But at first, it looked like a Bible, but there was something wrong with it. The leather was dark, worn with age. But the words on the cover were unmistakable. Demonic Bible. They flipped through the pages, each one filled with grotesque symbols, rituals, and summoning circles. Jack's fingers trembled as he traced over the words, realizing too late what they're dealing with. "We need to get out of here," Emma whispered, a chill creeping down her spine. But before she could say anything else, there was a loud crash from below. Jack and Emma rushed for the stairs, shouting for Marie and Brian. There was no answer. The air was thick with something malevolent, something that wasn't just in the church, but in them. As they reached the bottom, they found Brian, but not Marie. He was shaking, his eyes wide in terror. "It took her," he gasped. "It took her. And now it's after me, too." The door to the church slammed shut, locking them inside. They tried everything to break it open, but the door wouldn't budge. No matter how hard they pulled, no matter what they tried, it was as if the building itself was alive and keeping them trapped. Desperate, Jack remembered the book, the Demonic Bible. "I know what we have to do," he said, his voice strained. He opened the book to a page with a strange circle, a symbol they didn't recognize. It looks like a ritual, a way to break the curse, to escape the church. He recited the words aloud, his voice trembling. The air seemed to pulse with dark energy. The ground shook, the walls groaned, and for a moment, they thought they were free. But then something more terrible happened. The floor split open, and from the crack, a figure emerged, a tall, skeletal thing, its skin black and torn, glowing red eyes fixed on them. It smiled. Its voice was like a thousand whispers, all saying the same thing. Six. Six souls. It reached toward them, and the last thing they heard was the echo of the demon's laughter. The next morning, the church stood silent once again. The doors remained locked, and the neighborhood stayed eerily quiet. No one dared approach the four friends. No one dared approach. The four friends were gone, except for the demonic Bible, left behind on the altar. Its cover had changed. The word six was now etched into it, carved into the leather, as if it had always been there. The fires burned low, and the shadows have grown quiet for now. But some stories don't sleep forever. When the dark returns, so will we. Until next time, keep your lights low and your mind open. This has been the Midnight File.